Mim and the Baffling Bully, Traveling Bookshop, Book 1, written by Katrina Nanestad and read by Emmanuel Matana. I'm Mim. I'm 10 years old and small for my age. My full name is Miriam Rose Cohen, but I prefer Mim. I have long, wavy hair the colour of chocolate, not the stuff with nuts or raisins or crispy toffee bits. That would be weird. My hair is just the colour of plain dark chocolate. My eyes are big and brown, and I have a red bump in the middle of my forehead. The bump is new. Brand new. A book has just fallen on my head and startled me awake. Ouch! I rub my forehead, but I don't cry. I don't even say ouch again, because I'm used to books falling on my head. It's bound to happen when you sleep in a bookshop. Especially a travelling bookshop. And especially when the travelling bookshop is an old wooden caravan pulled by a horse called Flossie, who sometimes strays off the edge of the road. The caravan lurches and sways, and three more books fall from their shelves. Dust puffs out from their pages and fills the air. I sneeze. Achoo! 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 Once for each book. A hatch in the ceiling flies open and Dad's head pokes through. Dad is Zedekiah Cohen. He's handsome and dark, wavy hair the colour of chocolate. Just like mine, but shorter. You're awake, shouts Dad. About time. Breakfast ready. We've been waiting for you. We? I ask. Dad, you haven't got Nat up there? Nat's my little brother. He's 6 and has hair that sticks up around his head like a chocolate halo. He's cute and chubby, but not so chubby that he'd bounce if he fell off the roof and onto the road. Yes. Nat's here, says Dad. And Coco. But Coco's a cockatoo, I explain. She can fly. Nat can't. What if he falls? That's fine, Dad grins. I nailed his pants to the roof. He stretches out his hand. Come on up and join us. I climb the bookshelf and lunge for Dad's hand. My legs dangle in the air as Dad pulls me up through the hatch and onto the roof. Coco lands on my shoulder. She bobs up and down and squawks, Hello, gorgeous! Hello, gorgeous! Hi, Mim! Nat waves and smiles from where he sits. Daddy nailed my pyjama pants to the shingles. Nat has a red crayon in his hand. The roof around him is covered in O's. Nat loves letters. Not all letters, just one at a time. At the moment, he's in love with the letter O. He's obsessed with the letter O. Wow, I shout. But I'm not talking about Nat's pants or the sea of red O's he's drawn. I'm talking about the tulips. The world is full of tulips. Bright, blooming tulips. Red, crimson, yellow, pink and white, as far as I can see.